All right, we're doing two bar repetition. You're gonna do a two bar phrase, and I'm gonna repeat it back. And then I'm gonna do a two bar phrase, and you're gonna repeat it back. Here we go. We're in the key of B minor. So one, two, three, go. Now me. Good, now you. Now me. Awesome, now you. Perfect, now you. Great job. Now, let's go to the proof in the pudding. Let's see if any of this, you know, really has an effect on your playing. I'm gonna just groove out with the same tempo, really. Maybe okay. I'll keep the metronome on, or I'll just. And you just do a solo in B minor and see if you don't have to do only two bar phrases. You don't have to do only one bar phrases, but give your solo some rhythmic cohesion, right? With any of those elements. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Good. I'm gonna interrupt you right there. So maybe it wasn't the instantaneous results I was hoping for, but we're starting you off on a new adventure, which is thinking rhythmically. And so as you get into it more, I'm just gonna demonstrate a little bit about what's to come for you. If I vary the rhythms, here we go. Because sometimes I don't know how to explain this stuff more than just playing it. 1, 2, 3. So I'm playing around with the rhythms more than the notes. There are only five notes in this scale. So if you're looking for ideas about how to hip up your solo without having learned, by the way, this is all assuming that you haven't really learned the hammer-ons and pull-offs, and those embellishments can add a great deal. Remember I said phrasing is about rhythm and technique. Well, this isn't addressing any of the technique stuff. We will get to that.
Okay.
But if you just think rhythmically, there's an endless sea of thank you. if you heard, I'm playing, I did one bar phrases and then I did two bar phrases. You can also do weird things like, anyway, I won't demonstrate weird stuff like three bar phrases or one and a half or something. But it's, can you see where I'm going with all this?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I understand. I'm just, like, beginning.
So, the place to begin is to make yourself do one bar phrases and repeat them exactly. And then two bar phrases and repeat them exactly. And then where to go after that, I talk about it on the next file, which is called Quick and Easy Phrasing. Frickin' Queasy. Anyway, Frickin' Queasy. I like that. So it's varying the endings. We don't get into it now, but once you learn to master repeating a two bar phrase, for example, I'll just demonstrate real quick. It'll be like. And then you'd be like, you know, and so I repeated the rhythm, but I varied the ending of the phrase. One phrase went down and one phrase went up. So that's how blues people develop their phrasing. They have like, you know, the reason people like blues is because it's rhythmically satisfying. There's just enough predictability, but just enough variety. You're learning to balance predictability with surprise, if you will. And in order to develop that muscle, first you got to learn just to do it exactly. Very good.